Let's be brutally honest. Poverty sucks. It's not just about being broke. It's about waking up every day feeling trapped in a cycle that seems impossible to break. It's the gnawing worry of how you'll pay the next bill, the humiliation of not being able to afford the basics, and the overwhelming stress that affects your mental and physical health. But here's the hard truth that nobody wants to talk about. Not everyone is broke. Some people have found ways to break free from the chains of poverty and achieve financial stability. How do they do it? Is it luck, privilege, or something else? Well, today I'm sharing raw and honest secrets to overcome poverty, strategies that real people have used to change their lives. These aren't magic fixes, they're hard-earned lessons and practical steps that you can start applying in your life right now. But before we dive in, I want you to know that this is not about blaming anyone for their circumstances. Poverty is a complex issue with many causes, and everyone's situation is unique. This video is about empowering you with knowledge and tools that can help you take control of your future. So, let's get real, let's get honest, and let's get to work. Ready? Let's get started. Secret 1. Mindset shift. This might sound cliche, but trust me, it's foundational. The first step to overcoming poverty is believing that you can. I know, this is where a lot of people roll their eyes and think, believing won't pay my bills. But hear me out, your mindset shapes your reality. If you constantly tell yourself that you're stuck, that you'll never get out, then that's exactly what will happen. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Let me share a personal story. A few years ago, I was in a really tough spot. I was juggling multiple part-time jobs, barely making ends meet, and feeling completely hopeless. Every day felt like a grind with no end in sight. I remember sitting in my small apartment, staring at a stack of unpaid bills and thinking, "This is it. This is my life now." But then something clicked. I stumbled upon a book about the power of positive thinking, and even though I was skeptical, I decided to give it a try. I started setting small, achievable goals. At first, it was something as simple as saving $10 a week. I also began visualizing a better future for myself, imagining what it would feel like to have financial security, to not worry about money every single day. Slowly but surely, things started to change. I began to see opportunities where I once saw obstacles. I became more resilient, more willing to take risks, and more determined to keep going, even when things got tough. For example, I took a leap and invested time in learning new skills online, which eventually led to better-paying job opportunities. So how do you shift your mindset? Start by setting clear, achievable financial goals. These goals should be specific, measurable, and time-bound. For example, instead of saying, "I want to be rich," say, "I want to save $500 in the next 3 months." Break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Visualize yourself achieving these goals. Picture yourself living in a better home, providing more for your family, and feeling financially secure. This isn't just daydreaming. Visualization can actually help rewire your brain to start believing that these outcomes are possible. Affirmations are another powerful tool. Every day, tell yourself that you are capable, you are worthy, and you can overcome any challenge. It might feel awkward at first, but over time, these positive affirmations can replace the negative thoughts that hold you back. Surround yourself with positivity. Read books, listen to podcasts, and watch videos that inspire and motivate you. Cut out the negativity, whether it's toxic people, destructive habits, or even your own self-doubt. Remember, this isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about recognizing your power to change your situation. The journey out of poverty starts in your mind. Believe in yourself, take action, and watch how your life begins to transform. Secret 2. Giving back. This might seem counterintuitive. How can giving when you have so little help you overcome poverty? But trust me, it can. Let me share a personal story to illustrate this. A few years ago, I was struggling financially, feeling isolated and overwhelmed. I was working multiple low-paying jobs just to keep my head above water. Each month, it felt like I was barely scraping by, and every unexpected expense felt like a crushing blow. I remember the constant anxiety of checking my bank account, hoping there was enough to cover my bills. My social life suffered because I couldn't afford to go out with friends, and the stress was taking a toll on my mental and physical health. I felt like I was in a never-ending cycle with no way out. One day, a friend invited me to volunteer at a local food bank. Initially, I was hesitant. I thought, how can I help others when I can't even help myself? But I decided to give it a try. I needed something to break the monotony and the constant stress. That decision changed my life. Volunteering opened my eyes to the struggles and resilience of others, and it helped me build connections I never imagined. Through the food bank, I met people from various walks of life, some who had been in my shoes and had managed to turn their lives around. Their stories and advice became invaluable to me. For instance, through my volunteering work, I met a business owner who became my mentor. He offered me part-time work, which eventually turned into a full-time position. This opportunity was a stepping stone that helped me get back on my feet financially. You don't need to have money to give back. Your time, skills, and compassion are valuable resources. Whether it's volunteering at a local shelter, mentoring someone, or simply offering a helping hand to a neighbor, giving back creates a ripple effect of positivity. Remember, giving back isn't just about helping others, it's also about helping yourself. It builds a stronger, more connected community and empowers you with new skills, perspectives, and opportunities. So, find a cause that resonates with you and start giving back. It could be the key to unlocking your path out of poverty. Secret 3. Investing in your future. This is one of the most powerful ways to break the cycle of poverty and build lasting wealth. And it's not just about putting money into the stock market, it's about making strategic decisions that will benefit you in the long run. A few years ago, I was living paycheck to paycheck. The idea of investing seemed impossible because I barely had enough to cover my immediate needs. But I realized that if I didn't start planning for the future, I would be stuck in this cycle forever. So I decided to make some changes. Here's what I learned. You don't need a lot of money to start investing. Even small amounts can grow significantly over time thanks to the power of compound interest. I started by setting aside just $10 a week. It doesn't sound like much, but over time, it began to add up. Before diving into investments, I focused on building an emergency fund. This fund acted as my financial cushion against unexpected events, preventing me from falling deeper into debt when emergencies arose. I spent countless hours learning about different types of investments. I read books, watched videos, and listen to podcasts about personal finance and investing. Understanding the basics of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate helped me make informed decisions. Websites like Investopedia and financial YouTube channels were incredibly helpful. Taking advantage of retirement accounts was another crucial step. If your employer offers a 401k plan, make sure to utilize it, especially if they match contributions. Employer matching is essentially free money. If you don't have access to a 401k, consider opening an IRA or Roth IRA. These retirement accounts offer tax advantages that can help your investments grow faster. Diversifying my investments was essential. I spread my investments across different asset classes to reduce risk. I started with index funds because they offer broad market exposure and lower risk compared to individual stocks. Automating my investments ensured that I consistently contributed to my future. I set up automatic transfers to my savings and investment accounts each month. This way, I didn't have to rely on willpower or remember to do it manually. One of the best investments I made was in my own education and skill development, taking courses, attending workshops, and gaining new certifications significantly increased my earning potential. This not only improved my financial situation, but also boosted my confidence and opened up new opportunities. Living below my means was another important strategy. To free up money for investing, I made sacrifices, cutting unnecessary expenses and focusing on saving and investing instead of spending on non-essential items. When I was unsure about where to start, I sought professional advice. Consulting a financial advisor helped me create a personalized investment strategy based on my goals and risk tolerance. Investing is a long-term game. Markets will go up and down, but the key is to stay consistent and not panic during downturns. Over time, your investments are likely to grow, but it requires patience and discipline. When I started investing, it was daunting. There were moments of doubt and fear, especially when the market dipped. But staying the course and continuing to educate myself paid off. Today, my investments have grown substantially, providing me with financial security and peace of mind. Investing in your future is about more than just money. It's about building a foundation for a better life. It provides you with options, security, and the ability to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. So, start today. Make a plan, educate yourself, and take that first step towards securing your financial future. Your future self will thank you. Secret 4. Entrepreneurial spirit. This secret is about more than starting a business. It's about embracing a mindset of innovation, resilience, and proactive problem-solving. This spirit can drive you to find unique ways to improve your financial situation, regardless of where you start. A few years ago, I was stuck in a job that offered no room for growth. My salary was barely enough to cover my bills, and I felt trapped. I realized that if I wanted to change my circumstances, I needed to take control and create my own opportunities. That's when I decided to tap into my entrepreneurial spirit. The first step was identifying my passions and skills. I had always loved graphic design and had been doing it as a hobby for years. I decided to turn this passion into a side hustle. I started small, creating logos and marketing materials for local businesses and friends. Initially, it was just a way to make some extra cash, but it quickly grew into something much bigger. By embracing an entrepreneurial spirit, you empower yourself to create opportunities, take control of your financial future, and build something meaningful. It's not about becoming the next big entrepreneur overnight. It's about taking small, consistent steps toward your goals. So, think about what skills and passions you have and start exploring how you can turn them into a source of income. The journey might be challenging, but the rewards are well worth it. Secret 5. Time management. This might sound basic, but mastering how you manage your time is crucial in overcoming poverty and achieving your goals. Time is one of the few resources that everyone has in equal measure, and how you use it can make all the difference. A few years ago, I was overwhelmed by my hectic schedule, working multiple jobs, trying to improve my skills, and finding time for family and friends seemed impossible. I was constantly exhausted and felt like I was running in circles. I realized that if I wanted to break out of this cycle, I needed to manage my time better. The first step was understanding where my time was going. I started by tracking my daily activities for a week, noting how much time I spent on work, commuting, chores, and leisure. This exercise was eye-opening, I discovered that I was wasting a lot of time on unproductive activities like scrolling through social media and binge-watching TV shows. Armed with this knowledge, I began to make conscious changes. I prioritized my tasks by identifying what was most important and urgent. Using the Eisenhower Matrix, I categorized my activities into four quadrants: urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. This helped me focus on what truly mattered and avoid getting bogged down by trivial tasks. Creating a daily schedule was another game changer. I started planning my days the night before, listing out my top priorities and allocating specific time slots for each task. This structured approach helped me stay organized and ensured that I dedicated time to important activities like skill development and self-care. I also learned the power of saying no. I had a habit of overcommitting myself, taking on tasks and favors that drained my energy and time. By setting boundaries and learning to decline non-essential requests, I freed up time for activities that aligned with my goals. To maximize productivity, I embraced techniques like time blocking and the Pomodoro technique. Time blocking involves dedicating specific blocks of time to different tasks, minimizing distractions and interruptions. The Pomodoro technique, which involves working in focused intervals, usually 25 minutes, followed by short breaks, helped me maintain concentration and avoid burnout. Automation and delegation were also key strategies. I used technology to automate repetitive tasks, such as bill payments and appointment reminders. For tasks that others could handle, I learned to delegate effectively. Whether it was outsourcing household chores or hiring freelancers for my side business, delegation allowed me to focus on high-priority activities. Despite a packed schedule, I made sure to allocate time for self-care and relaxation. Regular exercise, adequate sleep, and hobbies were essential for maintaining my physical and mental well-being. Taking care of myself made me more productive and better equipped to handle challenges. Thank you for joining me on this journey to uncover the secrets to overcoming poverty. We've covered some powerful strategies, recognizing that not everyone is broke, embracing the power of giving back, investing in your future, fostering an entrepreneurial spirit, and mastering time management. These are not just abstract concepts. They are actionable steps that can transform your life, as they did mine. A few years ago, I was in a place where hope seemed distant and opportunities felt out of reach. I know what it's like to struggle, to feel trapped by circumstances, and to wonder if things will ever get better. But here's the truth: change is possible. It doesn't happen overnight, and it requires hard work, persistence, and a willingness to learn. But with the right mindset and strategies, you can break free from the cycle of poverty. One of the most important lessons I learned is the power of community. Surround yourself with people who support and inspire you. Seek out mentors, join support groups, and connect with others who share your goals. Together, you can share resources, provide encouragement, and celebrate each other's successes. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. I also want to stress the importance of self-belief. There will be challenges and setbacks, but don't let them deter you. Believe in your potential and stay committed to your goals. Every successful person you admire has faced obstacles and failures. What sets them apart is their resilience and determination to keep going. As we conclude, I encourage you to take action today. Start small, whether it's setting aside a few dollars each week, taking an online course, or simply organizing your daily schedule. Every step you take is a step towards a brighter future. And don't forget to give back, no matter how little you think you have. The act of giving can create ripples of positivity and opportunity that benefit both you and your community. Finally, I want to thank you for being here, for taking the time to invest in yourself, and for being open to change. The journey to financial stability and prosperity is not an easy one, but it's incredibly rewarding. Keep pushing forward, stay focused on your goals, and remember that you have the power to create the life you desire. If you found this video helpful, please like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below with your thoughts and experiences. I'd love to hear your stories and answer any questions you might have. Together, we can build a supportive community dedicated to personal growth and financial empowerment. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep striving for the best. Your journey is just beginning, and the possibilities are endless. Remember, not everyone is broke, and you have the potential to rise above and achieve greatness. Thank you for watching.